This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The theme of the unlawfulness of harm is just tonight and tomorrow, inshallah. Then I'll move on to something else next week, inshallah ta'ala. And I hope, inshallah, this was helpful. And you know, you can share some of these hadith with your children. And this is something that has to be taught early on. You have to learn this early in life, that you are not to harm people, that you cannot afford to cause any form of harm, even if it's something simple, even if it's psychological, even if it's just something that is in passing that people forget about quickly. Any form of harm is just not permissible. And that's how he lived his life, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's what he taught the Sahaba to live. And I think that's something that we have to make sure that we grow up as Muslims understanding and fully accepting. This hadith that I'm going to narrate tonight is an all-time classic. Like, this is one of the, I rank this in the top 10 hadith that everyone should learn in their lives, because it's very profound and it's very, very meaningful. And it can be used to explain multiple concepts. And I'm using it for this one here because I think it relates to it. And this is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ لَيُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَرْفَعَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ دَرَجَاتٍ وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لَيُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي النَّارِ 70 خَرِيفًا. And this is the narration of Imam Muslim, and the narration of Imam Bukhari is a little bit different, and there's some variations here. And this is just a very scary hadith. Like, it's extremely scary, but it's also very uplifting. It works both ways. So he says, alayhi salam, the following. Indeed, the servant of Allah will say a word that has within it something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the servant will say it and will not notice or remember or pay attention to the fact that they said it. It'll be something that they say that they don't even pay attention to. Like, they forget about it almost immediately after. Meaning, if you bring them yawm al-qiyamah and say, yeah, you said that, they'll say, I don't even remember meeting that person to remember saying this word. I don't think so. Well, if it's in the book, then I must have done it, but I don't remember it. Within it, there is something that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He finds himself yawm al-qiyamah being elevated to statuses in Jannah that they didn't think was possible. Right? Someone standing by and you just go up and say something nice. Someone who's having an absolutely horrible time. Someone who just hit rock bottom, and you took like a split second of your day and said, "Ah, mashallah, you something nice about them. Something nice about them." And you walked away and you forgot that you ever said that. Within 10 years, you have no recollection of ever doing, and even you probably don't even remember meeting this person. Yeah? But it meant so much to them, especially when you're talking to youth, especially when you're talking to children and younger people. Oh, a young person will remember who encouraged them in their lives. And if you're of the age, you'll know. You'll go back and you'll be able to remember that. Fulan, they didn't do much. Like, the person that you remember to have a positive influence on you, they didn't do that much. It was just a few times where they said a few nice words, and it resonated with you, it stayed with you, it stuck with you. And this is the example of, that's the positive, that's the good piece. So, but that's not why I'm telling you this hadith. No. I'm narrating this hadith for the other part. This part you can do, you don't do, it's up to you. If you care or you don't care, I don't, honestly, it doesn't matter. But it's the second piece that you have to know. And indeed, the servant will say a word that has within it something that displeases Allah. And they don't pay attention that they even send it. They will be falling in Jahannam for 70 years. They will find themselves falling for 70 years. Just falling. Why am I falling? Because of the word you said to Fulan. Who is Fulan? Oh, you met him on July 11th, 2024. You said, where? Who is this person? I've never seen this person in my life. I don't even remember. I never said that. I didn't. Whoever wrote this is lying. I've never said this. And then they play the footage back for you. And you see the footage and you still don't remember. Because who's going to remember every single word they say? No one does. No one has the capacity to do that. Especially when you don't pay attention to it. If your threshold of harm is not high, if you don't care a lot about this, if you're not sensitive towards this, then you can say something that can be absolutely devastating to someone. You can say something that's harmful, that's disrespectful, that's rude, that's hurtful. You didn't mean it at the time because you didn't care. But it left a mark on that person. It hurt them. You pushed them. You put your hand on their head when they were already down. You shoved their face in the mud when they had just fallen. And you didn't care. You didn't think about it. You forget about it completely. You find yourself, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالْإِنْسَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى السَّلَامَ. Be careful. Be careful. This is what he's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam. If I were to say this, you wouldn't accept it from me. If I said this, if I gave the meaning of this hadith myself, you would have rejected it and thrown it back in my face. He said it, alayhi salatu wasalam, so you have to listen. He said it. He said it, that you'll say something that لا يلقي لها بالا. You don't even pay attention to it. You're like, I didn't pay attention to it. It must not matter. Oh, it matters. Oh, it matters. If it harms someone, oh God, does it matter? It matters a lot. So be careful. Be careful what you say and who you say it to and how you say it and why you say it. Be careful. Be careful of causing harm. Because the first one is beautiful. Awesome if you're that type of person. You walk around encouraging and saying nice things. But if you're not that, which is the majority of people aren't, by the way, like just so you know, in case you think you are, you're not. We don't have anyone like that in our community. They stand out like a sore thumb, the person who walks around just saying nice things to people. Like if we had five of them, we would have a better society. If you had five Muslims, just five Muslims in this community who walked around looking for good things and to compliment people for, we would have a different society altogether. You have no idea how far a good word goes. We don't have those people. We don't have them. I can tell you, I've been here for 10 years. They don't exist. Inshallah, maybe the next generation will learn and they'll do that. But don't be the other one. Don't be the second guy. Don't be the second guy, because that is just devastating. Now you end up, you're calculating your hasanat and say you're barely making it. And then one word you said, you can't even remember you said it. You have no recollection of this mockery, of this moment of a laugh at someone, or a comment, a remark that was a little bit demeaning, or a remark that just wasn't thought well through well, and it hurt someone. And you find yourself, yawm al-qiyamah, why am I falling this far? What did I do? I didn't. And if that doesn't scare you, then I don't know what will. But it scares me. And I hope it scares you. And that's what he taught alayhi salatu wasalam, because that's what he lived. You know that he did that, right? Before the end of his life. You know. And he got on the minbar. And he stood there and he said, مَنْ كُنْتُ قَدْ أَكَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا فَهَذَا مَالِي. If I took any of your wealth, come. I have whatever I have left, I'll give you from it. وَمَنْ كُنْتُ قَدْ جَلَتُ لَهُ ظَهْرًا فَهَذَا ظَهْرِي. If I've ever hurt someone physically, come take it from my back now. وَمَنْ كُنْتُ قَدْ هَدَكْتُ لَهُ عِرْضًا وَمَنْ كُنْتُ قَدْ سَفَكْتُ لَهُ دَمًا. If I've hurt your integrity, if I've taken you from your blood, come, do it now. وَلَا تَخْشُوا الشَّحْنَاءَ وَلَا تَخْشَوُ الشَّحْنَاءَ. He said, don't forget, don't be afraid that I'll carry a grudge. فَإِنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ مِنْ طَبْعِي. It's not a part of my who I am. I don't carry grudges. وَلَكِنِّي أَرْجُوا أَنْ أَلْقَى اللَّهَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ خَالِيَةً. But I hope to meet Allah يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and I owe no one anything. And I come and no one has anything to ask me for. No one can say that I owe them something in my life. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. That's how he lived. That's how he lived. And if he lived like that, then I don't know what I'm going to say about myself. But I hope that hadith is helpful for you. يروي الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم كلهم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم إن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله لا يلقي لها بل يرفعه الله بها في الجنة درجات وإن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله لا يلقي لها بالا يهوي بها في النار 70 خريفا صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزاكم الله خير إن شاء الله جمعة tonight tomorrow is 3:15 I don't believe that there's a khutbah at the encampment because there's no more encampment so just in case you are going there